It is 8:41, 34 degrees in West Bend on a Monday morning, first day of spring. And we are joined in the studio this morning by Jessica and Tina from the Washington County Humane Society and a special guest, Hector, this morning. So who wants to talk about Hector?
I'll talk about Hector. Hector is a Heeler Hound mix who has been transferred from Fox Valley. He was originally from Tennessee, and he is 3.5 months. No one has seen him yet. He's going up on the floor for adoption today. He's got beautiful ticking markings, a little black spot on his tail, and is just snuggling up with Tina right now. He's adorable.
I'm jealous.
He is a wonderful boy. Very playful, very confident, very silly, typical puppy, and he loves his squeaky toys.
Yeah. And so he goes out today for the first time.
For the first time. He hasn't been seen yet by anybody.
And does he have brothers or sisters?
He has three.
Okay.
So him, along with his family members, will be up for adoption today starting at 1 o'clock, 1 to 7 p.m. today.
Ah, great, great. Now, we'll come back to Hector, but let's talk about some other things you got coming on. I know you're looking for foster care homes.
Yes, foster care homes are urgently needed for dogs and cats. They're vital to our success as a shelter, as they offer a home to recover from surgeries, illnesses, perhaps are too young to be adopted, and get some much-needed attention. If you want to learn more about our foster care program, you can contact me at the shelter at 677-0731.
And sometimes that foster care is a sort of nice in-between step to get them reacclimated with being with a family, right?
Absolutely. The socialization is huge to their success to be adoptable. Our foster care homes that we currently have are wonderful. They teach a lot of the puppies how to sit, do some potty training, really, really care for them very, very well. We're so thankful to have them.
I've got a friend who fosters dogs over in La Crosse County.
Oh, awesome.
He loves it. He loves it.
It's extremely rewarding.
Very rewarding. You do get attached to them, but what I think is neat being there is when they bring them back in, they want to make sure the homes that they're going to, their forever home, is a perfect match. And
right.
they always check up on them when they've been in their houses. It's awesome.
Sure. Now, it's getting close to rummage sale time.
Yes, it is. Our annual rummage sale, which is one of our largest fundraisers, is Friday, June 2nd and runs through Sunday, June 4th. Hours are 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we're going to be starting to accept donations on Saturday, May 18th. So we accept them pretty much the whole month of May and through the 28th. And then, believe it or not, this event needs over 100 volunteers, and they work various shifts, 7 in the morning till 7 p.m., May 13th through the event days and after when we're tearing it down. Of course, we're looking for help, so if anyone would like to volunteer, again, please contact me. We need all the help we can get with that many volunteers needed to run that event.
And I know there's a list of items that you will accept, and there's also some things you will not accept, like refrigerators and TVs and that kind of stuff.
Yes, we do have a complete list of items that we will not be accepting this year on our website. So check that out, because we have added to it. And, you know, computers that are older than 2 years old, larger appliances, different things like that.
Stuff that if it's just junk, it doesn't help you.
No, it doesn't. It creates havoc. This rummage sale, it's amazing. If you haven't been to it, it takes up the entire inside of our shelter, outside of the parking lots. We have different tents, and it is a massive undertaking.
Now, when I have Hannah from the West Bend Public Library on every Wednesday morning, and one of the things that she always talks about is Read with Rover.
Oh, we're so happy with our Reading with Rover program this year. We have actually expanded. The sign-ups have increased. And Friday, March 31st, and Saturday, April 1st, is the West Bend Library's Readathon, where you can meet our Reading with Rover dogs. We'll have Buster, Toto, and Libby there. So we're very excited. And we've seen a huge increase with participation. And this program is so great for kids that are struggling with their reading and fluency, because they can read to an animal that's non-judgmental, They get to have a little affection with our certified pet therapy dogs.
You know, I told Hannah, I said, we should do a reading with Rover for older people. I'd come over and read to a dog for a while.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
You know, I'm sure it's probably very therapeutic.
It is.
Regardless of how old you are.
It is.
Right?
Yeah. And it's a national program. It increases literacy, fluency, self-confidence, and self-esteem. It's a great program.
Do the dogs get to pick the book?
They may try.
Got me there.
I suppose you could read, Charlotte's Web? I don't know.
Sure. Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Clifford the Big Red Dog. There we go. So let's see. What else do we have going on? You have Romp with Animal Camps.
Yes. This program is designed for kids from first through fifth grades, and it teaches kids about animals both domestic and wild. It's been completely revamped by our executive director this year, and there's so much really cool stuff going on. There's multiple field trips, projects, presenters, and it's a ton of fun. But space is limited to 25 kids in each session, so sign up early because you might miss out. Those applications are also available on our website, and the camps are the first camp is from July 24th through the 27th, and then July 31st through August 3rd. And each day is from 8 to 5.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What else? We have a fundraiser coming up this Saturday.
One of our partners, Faith and Giggles, is having a fundraiser on Saturday, March 25th. And part of their proceeds of their sales will be going to the shelter. They will have many fun things planned, so stop and check it out. And we will also be present from one of our adoptable animals, perhaps Hector, if he's still there, from 11 till 12:30.
And the golf outing is coming up in June?
Yes, our annual golf outing is set for Friday, June 23rd at Kettle Hills. And we do have openings for sponsorships and looking for raffle and silent auction items. So if the snow ever melts in Wisconsin, sign up for a foursome and come out to the event.
It's looking promising today.
Yes.
It's looking promising today.
It's 35.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Exactly. Community conversation this morning with Jessica and Tina from the Washington County Humane Society and Hector, who just looks like he couldn't be much happier at this point as he sits there on Tina's lap. And
taking
so
a
mellow.
Little snooze.
Yeah, I see that. his radio debut, and he decides to come and just take a little nap.
He does, I know. Wrong day for that.
So before we get to the end here, let's talk about the wish list. I know there are always things that you're in need of.
Oh, yes. Right now, what we're desperately in need of are cat and kitten food, canned dog food, non-scoopable litter, cat toys and treats, cat NutriCal, sandwich and snack Ziploc bags, and 75 to 100-foot industrial hoses. Not the black hoses, as the coating on those hoses do come off.
Oh, huh, okay. Didn't know that.
Turns but everything yes. black. Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
All right.
It creates a bigger mess.
Okay. All right. And again, let's talk about hours to come view pets, like Hector.
We are open today for adoption from 1 to 7 p.m., Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 1 to 5, and Wednesdays 5 to 8, so stop in.
And the shelter is located?
We're at 3650 State Road 60, Slinger, Wisconsin. And if you want to check out our website, it's wchspets.org.
All right, great. Well, hey, thank you for coming in. Thanks for bringing Hector. I'm going to snuggle up with him for a minute here yet before we go. We'll get a picture and we'll get it on the Facebook page so people
thank
can
you.
Take a look. And let's see. We'll check out what's going on in sports this morning.